Welcome back.
Thank you, I mean. The learning tonight should be a schus for a chayla who's having surgery now. Hayalad Shimon Tzimcha ben Hoisha Pnina Yehudis. I think we left off last week. Peches on the Aleph. The Gemara starts off. You see, from the Mishnah, Erechud is acceptable to allow the Aguna to remarry. The husband disappeared, and Erechud comes and he testifies. He knows for a fact the husband is dead. So we permit the woman to remarry. So is that Minatara? The Gemara says it can't be Minatara for two reasons. Number one, it's a Dovah should be Erva, to say that the Eishah see she is permitted to remarry. And Dovah should be Erva requires two kosher Eidim, as Gerashava, Dovah Dovah Mimamin, Kimotzava Erva's Dovah. How did the husband has to get divorced if he ascertains the wife is a Zaina Asura, Saita Asura Labailo. How do they ascertain? So kimotzbar was dover 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 mimamin. It says al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yachum dover. So just like mominus requires two edim, dover should be ever requires two edim. And number two, even in isa the heter, if it's edechod keneged a chazaka, the edechod is not believed. Here it's keneged a chazaka. The woman was an eshes ish for so many years. So the gemara says mishum miguna kila berabbanan. So it sounds like it's only a kula mid the rabbanan. The Rabbanan allow her to remarry because it's such a big shas hadchak. What do you mean? You can't allow a woman to remarry if shas hadchak. A lot of times it's shas hadchak. Also, there's also, the Gemara gave two reasons. So the explanation here the Gemara gave was, Mishim etochem shachmat aleh b'soifo, ikalt aleh b'tchilosa. We tell her in advance, if it turns out that your husband is really alive, and you're marrying the second husband, the Isser, then it's going to be Teitzeh, Mizeh, Mizeh, Chalat, Rachm, Heilubo. It's going to be a lot of penalties, the Rabbanan. So therefore, we assume Isha Daiko Minsla. We assume that the woman is not going to remarry unless she investigates and she makes her own investigation and she's really fully convinced that the husband is not alive. Isha Daiko Minsla. So perhaps it sounds that it's a Ruba Deleise Kamon. We assume the husband must certainly be dead, because the woman wouldn't agree to remarry otherwise. That's what it says over here. Then the Gemara later, Tosis refers to the Gemara later, says a different explanation, because Milsa Davidi Ligloi Loi Meshakri Inshi. Milsa Davidi Ligloi Loi Meshakri usually means something else. The Gemara says, when the Gemara in Chulin says, a Nochri doesn't have them on his Ankashris. Even a Jew doesn't have them on his Ankashris if he's not careful on Kashris. The Mishnah in Pcheris says, and Daf Chavtes, I think, Daf Lamed, HaChosher Al Adav Al Adonav Al Meidoi. A person doesn't have them on his in the area which he doesn't observe. If one observes Taras HaMishpacha, let's say a woman keeps Taras HaMishpacha, but she doesn't keep Kashris. So she's then managed to be the mikvah lady, but she's not to be trusted when it comes to Kashris. So the reverse. If a woman does keep kosher, but she doesn't keep taras hamishpacha, so she has nemanas on the kashrus, but she doesn't have nemanas on the mikveh. Whatever a person doesn't observe, so they don't have nemanas on that area. So the nochrim, even if the nochrim keep kosher, but they're not mechuyev to keep kosher, so they don't have nemanas to say what's kosher, what's not kosher. So the nochri doesn't have nemanas. So if a nochri is selling eggs, so he shouldn't be able to purchase the eggs. How do you know that the eggs are from an oif tohar? Maybe it's from an oif tamei. Can't always tell by looking on the outside. So the Gemara says, the nachri wouldn't tell a lie because the customers are going to take home the eggs, are going to crack it open. Once they crack it open, they'll be able to see from the inside whether it's from a kosher egg. Once you open up the egg, when you crack it open, you can tell if it's from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. So Nachri is not going to say it's from a hen if the customers can ascertain right away. It's a milsad abidah legloi. Lo mishakrin, she's not going to tell a lie. Yeah, in that case, it's abidah legloi. The customer is going to go home, and in 5 minutes, they're going to find out whether it's kosher or it's not kosher. But over here, it could be the husband is still alive in a different country, maybe he's held prisoner of war, maybe he's sick in a hospital somewhere. Who says that he's dead? Who says that it's a mitzvah that didn't agree? Who says that a person will not tell a lie if it's pretty obvious that he's going to get caught red-handed in the lie? But here he may or may not get caught in the lie. Maybe he won't get caught in the lie. It's not such a clear mitzvah that didn't agree. So that's the question. So we learned the Tosfos last week. Here the Tosfos has a comment. Pechesem and Aleph. Second Tosfos from the bottom. Dim Ramaskal. Mitocham Shachmat Ela B'Soifos. So nearly read that these reasons, the both reasons, are only Midi Rabbanim. The Gemara here gave the reason. Isha Daiku Minsevo. It's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon that the woman would not remarry unless she investigates on her own. She wouldn't want to have all these penalties. Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh Batlat Mamzeh Mizeh Mizeh and Laksubav Lamzonis Lebalos. All the penalties. So the Gemara assumes that it's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon that the husband is dead. And the other Gemara on Peites on the base says a different reason that not on Peites on the base, a little further. The Gemara said that it's Milson David Ilglui Loi Mushakri Inshi. So these sound like they are valid reasons. Minator Milson David Ilglui is a good reason why Minator you're allowed to buy eggs from a non-Jew, and Daiko Minsevo sounds like it's a real Ruba Deleisa Kamon. So they read Balatayis says no, but it says Mishum Aguna Kila Berabonan. Means that it's only a kulam and the rabbanon on the level of the rice, it's not really muta. So this poses a problem. In other words, the roiv of daiko mitzvah is not such a strong roiv. It's not enough to rely on that alone. And the roiv of milsad abida ligli, also it's not so much abida ligli. It's not really valid. It's mid the rabbanon. So but the Gemara gave these explanations. So Tosfos explains. It's not that this is a valid explanation on the level of the rice. So Tosfos says, really based on the din of Yeshkerach Be'achachav Lakadav Menater. Aye, but the Gemara comes to the Maskan, it's going to be a long discussion. The Gemara is finally going to come to the conclusion on Daf Tzadik on the base that Yeshkerach Be'achachav Lakadav Menater. We discussed a few times already. We know that the Chachamim were authorized to make Ushmartim as Mishmarti, Asu Mishmaris L'Mishmarti. That's on Chof Aleph Amin Aleph. The last Pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mos, the Chachamim were authorized to make Aseis Yoglatar, to make Harchokas. So they prohibit writing with the left hand on Shabbos. They prohibit carrying in a Carmelist. They prohibit so many things. Basa B'cholav is Minatar, it's Muta by chicken, it's only Asim Rabbanan. A million and one things they asked the Rabbanan Mishum Harchoke. Fine. They're authorized to make Harchokas. Are they even authorized to make Exeret the Rabbanan Bakiras Dov Menatoro? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes. Akiras Dov Menatoro B'Shevi Al Tase. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so the Chachamim are authorized to tell us not to blow Shofar. And Ager Shemizgar and Erev Pesach Menatoro, he's Mukhif to bring Korban Pesach today. And with the Rabbanan, we don't allow him. And if you wear a beged shel pishtin, a linen, four corner garment, menatar yechayv and tzitzis, Rabbanan, they prohibit you from putting on the tzitzis. And a whole series of cases, the Gemara is going to quote a lot of the cases, not all the cases. Yeshkach ve'achacham lakadam menatar b'shei b'altase. They tell you not to fulfill a mitzvah. But Bekumbia say the Bavli's conclusion is Eikach ve'achacham. Chacham are not authorized to make Akiras Dov Menatoro. The Kumbia say, so how can it be over here? The Chachamim permit the Eishesish to remarry. Menatoro, the Erechot, is not believed. But with the Rabbanon, there's a shtickle reason. It's not a valid reason on the level of the Raisa. It's not really Avida Leglui. And Daiko Minshiva, Daiko, Isha Daiko Minshiva, Ekalta Alebetchilos, is also not sufficient reason to allow the woman. It's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon, but it's not really authentic. It's not really Ruba Deleisa Kamon. It's only Midirabbanon. So how can you allow her to violate the Isra of Leisinov? So Tosfos comes up with a Chiddush. Rabbi Kevege gives you cross references of Tosfos and other Masechtos where they write the same. It's in quite a few places. There are more cases than what Rabbi Kevege quotes. That Tosfos comes up with the Chiddush. Why? כמו שדוימה הדובה הוגמן להאמן, כמו שהפרש של כמה, ודובה הדוימה, if you can package it in such a way that it sounds as if it's a din deraisa. There is a rule, but that only applies with the nochri is selling eggs. It's vade abira leglui. Within 5 minutes, it's going to be abira leglui. Or the Gemara has another case. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that it's a little bit unclear. You need more explanation. The Gemara says when the Bezni used to send shluchim, they didn't have email, they didn't have telephones. So how did they notify all the people when was Rosh Chodesh? Any given month can either have 29 days or 30 days. So the Bezin declares, "When Rosh Chodesh is, at least to send out shluchim." So they only sent; they sent a lot of shluchim. There was one shliach went to each community. So even though it should have been eidecha deva beisurim to ascertain when Rosh Chodesh is, the Gemara assumes for some reason or another that you need two eidim. That's the question: why that you need two eidim to say when Rosh Chodesh is? So how is it good they didn't send two eidim to every village? They sent eidecha to every village. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, "Milzda bin gloy lar mishakri inshi." They're going to find out in the course of a week or two whether which day was really Rosh Chodesh. If the shliach was telling a lie, they know who he is, and then it's going to turn out that he's going to get, for sure he's going to get caught red-handed in the lie. He won't get caught in the next 5 minutes, not like buying eggs from the goy. You're going to crack open the eggs right away when you go home. They'll find out with the Vadai, find out within the next week or two when Rosh Chodesh really was. So that's also a little bit of a gluey. Lord Mishakarinchi, that Eidechot is believed. That's a question, why? Why did Gemara think that you need two Eidim? Is what to discuss there. Maybe sometime we'll talk about that too. So the
Eidim Re'iyah or two?
Yeah, to say that we saw the moon, that we know, we need two Eidim. Yeah, that we know you need two Eidim. But what about to notify the Tzibur when the Bezin declared it as Rosh Chodesh? Whether Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day or the 31st day, whether the last month had 29 days and Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, or the month that's ending had 30 days and Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day. So why does that need two Eidim? That's what the Gemara assumes, that just like you need two Eidim to say we saw the moon, so too you need two Eidim to testify when Bezin declared it as Rosh Chodesh. And the only reason why we believe the Eidechot is because Milsad al Ben Eligluy, Eloy Meshach Riyash.
What about when you
light
fires on the thing? What kind of Eidim were there? Lit fires. No Eidim.
That's better than Eidim. Everybody knows that Bezdin is in charge and they're notifying, yeah. Until the Tzdukim started making their own bonfires to foul up the whole system. So then you can't rely on the bonfires anymore. Yeah. Zataisa says, neither of these explanations is really valid on the level of the rice. Iksha Daika Mintzva is not a good enough rive. This is going to explain it on the base. It is a rive. Iksha Daika Mintzva is a rive. But the woman is Becheska Seishishish. So the rive indicates Iksha Daika Mintzva must be the husband is dead. On the other hand, the Chazok indicates that the husband is still alive. He was alive the last 50 years, so we assume that he's still alive now. What do you do when you have a clash between Ruva and Chazaka? So usually, when there's a clash, when there's a contradiction, the Roy pulls in one direction, Chazaka pulls in the other direction. So usually we pass like a Chacham, the Ruva and Chazaka, Ruva Adif. So Taisa says, and if you're Masechtis, they said, that's only if it's a Roy Bari. Let's say it's 85%, 90% Roy against a Chazaka. What if it's only 51% against 49%? The Reb just made it by the skin of its teeth, so that's also a Reb. But such a Reb, there's a Reb Garua, there's a Reb Bari. The Reb 99%, there's a Reb 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, 51%. There are a million Rebs. It depends how strong the possibility is. The Tyson says, and if you Gemaris, the Gemara has a Melitza, the Gemara has a Lashon. It's in Msochem, and it's in Avodah Zarah, and it's in Nida. The same Sugi appears in the three Masechtas. The Gemara says, Ein sofik moitzim midei vadai. What does that mean? So Tosis says, when you have a roiv contradicting a hazoka, the hazoka is called the vadai. Until now, the status quo was like this. So that's called the vadai. We assume that it's the same. And the sofik means when it's a roiv garua, when it's only a roiv of 51%, or 55%, or 45%, not such a strong roiv. So then we say, ruba v'chazoka ashkulim. You don't say Ruba Hazok Ruba Adim. So Taisus explains over here. We'll soon learn. We'll try and learn Gemara tonight. The Tap Taisus on Peches on the Bay says that Isha Daiko Mintzvah. what the Gemara says that Tochem Shachmat Allah B'Soif and Kalt Allah B'Tchilos a Daikon Mitzvah is a Roiv, but it's a Shvacher Roiv. It's only a very low Roiv, something like 55%. Isha Daikon Mitzvah. Many women will not be Medaik. They weren't so happily married, but they're not so observant and not so Makbran Aloysinov. So they won't make such a research. In the Torah, there is such a Rav Daikon Mitzvah, but it's not such a strong Rav that it should beat out the Chazaka. You shouldn't say Rav Chazaka Ruba Adam, you should say Rav Chazaka Shkulim. So Midirabbanon, we are Mekel, Mishum Meguna, Kilibrabbanon, that even though it's a Rav Garua, in the Torah it should be Rav Chazaka, it should be Shkulim, we say that the Rav wins, but it's only Midirabbanon. Or the other one, the other assumption that It's not really avida legluy over here. It's not a vaday that she's going to get caught red-handed. The ed echad is going to get caught red-handed with the light. Maybe the husband is alive somewhere. He's never going to come back. He may never find that. May never ascertain that the ed echad told the lie. So either both of the explanations the Gemara gave are not really so strong. So it's only with the rabbanon that we're makel to allow her to remarry. I bet in kerech lakav the kumiyah. Say. So that's what Tosafot comes up with the Chiddush. If you package it in such a way that it sounds like a din d'oraisa, isha daiko mitzvah, it's a roiv, meruba chazaka, meruba odif, even though she's b'chazka seishes ish, so the roiv beats out the chazaka. The details are not always gehalten, no. You can package it like a real din d'oraisa, but it's not correct. And milsad avida legluy, it's not really avida legluy, it's not to the same extent avida legluy. By the Erechot, it says that this is... today is Rosh Chodesh, or the Nochri who says that this is a kosher egg. It's not as much avida legluy. Maybe the husband will never show up. But since he can package it like it's a din d'oraisa, so yesh kach lakav b'kum yaseh. So that's what the Chazon Ish finds very difficult. How can he say such a thing? That's what conservative Judaism is all about. They have the batidinim and their rabbis, and they package things as if everything is a real din d'oraisa. And it's all phony baloney. So that's where the Chazon Ish reinterprets the Tosfos. But it's hard, you can't reinterpret. Tosfos has it in quite a few places, Tosfos says. How can you reinterpret all the Tosfos? He thinks that Tosfos means like the Ramban, who explains that everything is really a din d'oraisa. It's problematic, Tosfos. What Tosfos probably means to say, it's a big Chiddush. What Tosfos is saying is, we said a few times, we usually have a klal in the Gemara that called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. When the Chachamim make a Din the Rabbanon, they pattern it along the lines of Dinim Deraisa. Why? Why do they have to pattern it along the lines of the Dinim Deraisa? Because we mentioned the Rambam writes like this in the Pirush and the Hagdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis found in the end of Brachis, that all the Dinim Derabbanon blend in to become part of the Torah Shebal Peh on the level of Deraisa. The obligation to observe the dinim derabbanan, the chayvus agav is only midirabbanan, but a cheftza shel Torah, it is on the level of the raisa. So when you learn the dinim derabbanan, one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on the level of the raisa. So in order that all the dinim derabbanan should blend in to become part of the Torah Sheval Peh, a cheftza shel Torah on the level of the raisa, so you have to have called the tikkun rabbanan, came the raisa tikkun. You have to use the building blocks that exist on the level of the raisa. You have to use categories of halacha that exist on the level of the Raisa. You can't invent Yesh Me'ayin, new categories, new ideas. The Chachamim, usually, Ruba de Ruba, the Gemara has in Gittin, that there are three halachas, the Gemara has in Gittin, Daf Yudalit, the Gemara has there are three halachas there, that are Hilchas of Belay Taima. These are halachas, when they're Rabbanon, Belay Taima. What do you mean, Belay Taima? So Tosa explained, there's a good reason for each one of the Dinim, the Rabbanon. Hilchas of Belay Taima means that it's not Kain, the Raisa Tikkun. Ruba de Ruba, the overwhelming majority of all the Dinim Rabbanim, they instituted using building blocks that exist on the level of their Isa. Called the Tikkun Rabbanim, Kein their Isa Tikkun. And these three are not Kein their Isa Tikkun. So that's what Tosfos says over here. Ein kach b'yad chachamim lakadam an atar b'kum b'yasei. The chachamim do not have the authority to tell you that you're allowed to eat tevil, but that you're allowed to eat a pasul carbon if the carbon is pasul in the Torah. So they can't say the carbon. I'm going to see different cases in the Gemara. They can't allow you to eat treif for food. But over here, if they package it as if it's a din deraisa, they say milsa david legloi. The rule does exist, and yishadai and mitzvah. There is something to it, except on the level of deraisa, it's not such a strong roif. It's too weak a roiv. It's a roiv garua over here. When you have a real milsa davar legluy, it's going to become ascertained very bevadai soon after the erecha testified. That's a right bari. That's a gezunta right. So I say ruba v'chazaka ruba. This is a right garua. Both isha daika mincha is a right garua, and the right of milsa davar legluy is a right garua over here. So it's when it's keneged a chazaka, the woman was an eshes ish for so many years. Keneged a chazaka, it's not going to work. But at least you're working with concepts that exist in the Torah. So here you say, Yesh kach laka, afil bekom b'yaseh. The whole reason why ain't kach laka bekom b'yaseh, because it can't blend in to be a chelik of the Torah Shabbat Peh, because it's in clear contradiction to the Din HaTorah. But if it's a little bit along the lines of the Din HaTorah, Dover HaDoimek Tzas, so then you say, Yesh kach laka, afil bekom b'yaseh. It's a big chiddush. The big chiddush. We mentioned that Rashi, when you look at Eben Ezra, Simon Yud Zayin, that's the Simon about Heter Agunah. So there, the Pischa Tshuva quotes Rashi in Masechah Shabbos Kuf Mem. Hey, I think here they tell you where the Rashi is. Rashi writes in Masechah Shabbos, how is the woman permitted to remarry? Here, Rabbi Kivega tells us Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Hem Beis. Rashi Dibas Chalei Desisha. So Rashi writes that it's based on Afkira Rabbanu Kedusha Midei. So the Rishonim are not happy with that Rashi, but that's what Rashi was bothered with. How can you say Mishum Magina Kila Berabon? How can they be Mekel? Now, Soloveitchik once gave a drosha, I remember, for the Histadus Rabbanim. He always used to speak at the conference, in the midwinter conference, in the spring conference. I remember in the mountains, in the hotel in the mountains. So he once he gave a drosha for the RCA. So he said that apparently somebody from the Jewish Theological Seminary had published a book, and he wrote in the book that why would a chacham mekel so much by a sukkah to say lovud and to say gurachis mechitzta and gurasik mechitzta. You have a 10 tefachim mechitzta, it doesn't reach the ground, it's within 3 tefachim to the ground. But the mechitzta is not within 3 tefachim. The mechitza, the tfanis, are directly below the schach, but it's a big hepsik in between, more than 3 tfachim in between. They say, good asik the chitzib. You visualize if the mechitza goes up, and the schach, you have holes in the schach, so you say, lovud. So the professor from the Jewish Theological Seminary suggested that what motivated the chacham to say these kulas is because there was a scarcity of wood in the days of the Tanaim, so they had to come up with the kulas, so it came up. So someone said that it's apikursis. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, he doesn't think that per se is apikursis. Sometimes they never thought to be. Maybe it's right that they always used to make a sukkah and everything was covered from top to bottom. But then there was a scarcity of wood and the Chachamah had to sit the Shimonikim to come up with a heter. So then they came to realization, oh, there's a din in Hilchos Shabbos of love wood, and there's a din in Hilchos Shabbos, gurasik and garaches. So it's a din of mechitza, so it can apply to sukkah as well. So maybe the same over here. Mishum miguna kila berabana. Maybe mishum miguna is what motivated the chachamim to get together and to come up. There was a big shasat chak, so they said you have to come up with something. So at that time they came to the realization, we have a klal. Milsa davir legloy la mishakri inshmi. We have a klal. Isha daika mincevah. On the level of their eyes, it works for sure a little bit. So then it came to realization, it works minatar. Maybe Shumaguna, Kileb Rabbanon is the historical background as to what motivated Hachamim to sit to come up with a heter. But then the heter they came up with, they discovered what the din was. So he said when he went to university in Berlin, there was a big interest in the history of science. The historical background. I remember I took chemistry in yeshiva with Professor Shmuel Soloveitchik. So he gave the lectures for the non-science majors. So he was spending a lot of time on the historical background of all the discoveries in science. So the historical background doesn't explain why the formula works. You have to figure out what the formula is. He said, let's say, if someone would ask, how does atomic energy work? How does atomic energy work? There was the Second World War, and the United States knew that the Germans were working on atomic energy, and if they would develop the atomic bomb, they would win the war, they'll control the whole world, and it would be bad for the whole world. So they got Einstein with all the geniuses to put their heads together, and they came up with atomic energy. So he said, that doesn't explain what the formula is. That gives you the historical background, what the Shasat Chak was, why the American government had to pour millions of dollars, or billions of dollars, whatever, to figure out the secrets of atomic energy. But you have to come up with a formula, self. You don't have a formula, the bomb is not going to work. You can give all the explanation why it's a shas adchak from today till tomorrow, but you still need a formula. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Mishum again, Akele Brabonin is the historical background to explain what motivated the Chachamim to sit and work on a Heter. And then they applied the klalim that exist on the Lava Deraisa, Daika Mitzvah, and Milsa David Legluya. He thought that everything works min HaTorah, not like Tesis. But most of the Rishonim assume, the Ramban holds like that, that these things work min HaTorah. But the Ribal HaTesis and Rashi, they understand Mishum Kan Akile Berabonin. The whole kula is only on the level of the Rabbana. On the level of the Raisa, these kulas don't hold water. Yeah, this is a big issue.
So in general, the purpose of Chachon and Chachon, as the Gemara talks about Mishmer and Mishmarti, was like for the eventual upkeeping of the Dinim and Torah. So is that, when they're being Oker Dom B'Shev Al-Tasir, is that the end goal also?
Also, yeah, they're afraid if they'll leave the din on the level of the Raisa that you blow shofar even Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. That is the din min HaTorah. So for sure someone is going to forget and be Mechal Shabbos. Many people will forget and carry the shofar. So that's why they were authorized by the Torah to make Zeres the Rabbanon, even if it involves Akiras Dov min HaTorah. They tell us not to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. But here the Chiddush is, do you allow them? Do the Chachamim have the authority to tell us to violate an Avera? The Kumbiyah said they allow an Esh Yisish to remarry. I mean, HaTorah, there's no valid biru that the husband is dead. So that's problematic, what Tosis says. Adavra Adayma.
Some people show for on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, the Malkus Mardus.
Probably will. The Shaila is, will he be Chayiv Chatos? Is it? No, he won't be Chayiv Chatos for blowing shofar. Will he get Maximar for blowing shofar? Yeah, for sure he will. They asked Ben Rabban. Yeah, you're not allowed to.
There will be
Yotze, yeah. Pashtus says he will be Yotze. Yeah, that's a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, they have the discussion as follows: By Ashkenazim, the practice is that we say Shachyonu on Tkiyah Shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And by the Sfardim, the Mechaber follows the Sfardish Psak that you only say Shachyonu on Tkiyah Shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And the second day, you don't say Shachyana because you just did the mitzvah yesterday. Because it's no Sveika Diyoyma. On other Yomim Tovim, so we say the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is a Sveika Diyoyma. But on Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaRichta, it's Kedusha Achas, so there's no Sveika Diyoyma. So you don't say Shachyana on the second day. Unless the first day Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, so you didn't blow Shofar yesterday. So then when you blow Shofar the second day, then you do say Shachyana. So when you look in the big Shulchan Aruch on the side of the page, you have the Eshel Avram. So he quotes the Maisa Shehoya, that there was a community where they did Shaloi Kedin, they blew Shofar on the first day, Rosh Hashanah. So the Shadas, when they blow Shofar on the second day, do they say Shachyana or not? Do you say that yesterday we'll be Yotze Tkiyah Shofar? Min HaTorah we'll be Yotze. We weren't supposed to blow Shofar. That's Gzeira D'Rabbanan, not supposed to, but Sof Kol Sof, we did blow Shofar. So we'll be Yotze the Mitzvah yesterday, so it doesn't make sense to say Shachyana today. What do you say? No, once the Chachamim were authorized, the Halacha authorizes them to make Gzeira B'Shevi Al-Tasad, you're not allowed to blow Shofar. So even when if you do blow Shofar, you're not Yotze anything. So then the second day is that we haven't blown Shofar since last year. What we did yesterday was Legamre meaningless. There wasn't really a Kiyum of Tkiyah Shofar. Then you say Shachyana on the second day. So that's a Machloikis in Achreinim, Machloikis in the Rishonim, whatever the Chachamim make Gzeira D'Rabbanan.
Was it Brachul Vatola?
Yeah, would it be a bracha l'matola? Would it be a bracha l'matola? Right. The Mishnah in Sukkah has a din. Let's say a person is sitting Rosh Haveruba v'sukkah b'shulchan v'sach habayis. His shulchan with the food is chutz l'sukkah. So he's going to lean over to take the food. But he's going to lean off, his head is going to be chutz l'sukkah. Then he's going to lean back in. Every time he takes some food, he's going to take it back in. So when he eats the food, he's sitting in the sukkah. But each time he leans out of the sukkah. So that's a machlokes in the Mishnah, b'shamei misil, is it permissible to sit in such a sukkah? So we paskan that you're not allowed to sit in such a sukkah. So the Mishnah has an expression, in kein ha'yisa noig, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah mi'amecha. What does that mean? So Tosfos says, you're not even yotze the mitzvah sukkah on the level of the raisa. Even though min ha'Torah it's okay, Rosh Hashanah with sukkah, shachan b'sach ha'bais is muta min ha'Torah. But once the Chacham made a gzera, so yishkoch mi'achachamim la'akor, the oikah that you're not allowed to do it, and if you do it, there's no kiyama mitzvah at all. And the Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos. He says, the loshen ha'mishnim keino, he said, noik, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah mi'amecha means lo kiyamta kohogen. You didn't, you weren't yotze on the level of the Rabbanim. And I told you, well, yotze. And the Rabban, you're not yotze. So that's a machlokes, Tosfos and the Ramban. And that's a din of Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin?
Mitzvah bubavera.
Should be, but there are a lot of hitches there. The Minchas Chinuch a lot of times throws in ideas of mitzvah bubavera, and very often it doesn't apply. It's a little restricted. Mitzvah bubavera doesn't apply as often as we think it should apply. It's very restricted. Okay.
You say night in the daytime.
Also. The Ashkenazim follow Taisa and say night in the daytime. So Taisa says, in the Svarnim follow the Rambam, that they only say at night. And once they said Mikra Megillah and Balayla, so they were Yotze in the mitzvah last night. So they don't say Shachyana in the morning. So there also, Taisa explains, the Rabbein Tam says, why? Because the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. The Chiyav Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is more important than the Megillah Balayla. That's what some Achronim explained, that Mikra Megillah Balayla was instituted later in the days of the Amoraim. Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom was the original Takana. When they instituted Purim, before the end of the Golus Bavel, before the second Beis HaMikdash was built, before it was rebuilt, when they initially instituted Mikra Megillah, so they only instituted Bayom. And a few centuries later, in the days of the Amoraim, is when they instituted Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. That's what some interpret in Tosfos. Some Achronim say like that.
No, you say that the Shekhyana of the morning was a different Shekhyana than the night? So it was not a Shekhyana only on the Megillah. It was a different Shekhyana completely.
Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch they say you should have in mind all the mitzvahs Hayayim. Yeah. Okay. So this is the Gemara Mishum Megana Kele Berabona. Problematic Gemara. So Tosfos, Rashi holds that it's based on Apkin Rabbani Kedusha Minei. These reasons don't hold water min HaTorah. Tosfos says also it doesn't hold water min HaTorah. But it's Yeshkoch Laker B'kum Li'aseh B'dover HaDaima. If you package it like as if it were a Din D'Oraisa, it smacks like a Din D'Oraisa. So Yeshkoch Laker Afilu B'kum Li'aseh. And the Ramban and the Chazon Ish claims that that's what Tosfos meant. And Rav Soloveitchik thought like that. They say, no, Mishum Megunah Kila B'Rabbanon is what motivated the rabbis to work on it. But then they worked on it and they came up with an idea of the Raisa. They realized that that this Roy Visha Daika Mitzvah that we knew all along works to allow the woman to remarry. And the Umdina of Nilsa David Lam Shakrinch even applies if it's not 100% borer that the fellow's going to get caught right away with the lie. Okay. Why they're not happy with Rashi? Because they ask, if so, why does this Tate say Tate Mizeh Mizeh if the husband comes back alive? When the Erechet came, we were Mafkir the Kiddushin of the first husband, so it comes out that she's not married to him. So why do you say Havlad Mamza Mizeh Mizeh? What's the whole story? If she was never married to him, so she Nishkin Soit Asur Labal, not Asur Labal, why does the Vlad Mamza? So the Achronim answer, Rashi probably thinks, if Eid Echad comes, and that's all, and the husband doesn't come back alive, you don't ascertain one way or the other, then we say, Afkir Rabbani Kedushin B'nei. But if the husband comes back alive, then it's Ibloi Milsam Afreya, that we didn't say Afkir Rabbani Kedushin B'nei. Only in the situation where you don't find out any more information. But if later on we find out the husband is still alive, then we don't say Afkir Rabbani Kedushin B'nei. That's apparently where Rashi holds. But the Bishayim thought that there was a doichek. The Gemara never said it. Afkinu abani kedushim in over here. Okay.
And
again, it's still it's a svarim mid rabbanim. Again, you have the same problem as everyone had the problem on the read.
No, no. Afkin rabbanim kedush minay. That the Gemara explains here in Tzadik on the base. The Gemara is going to explain quite a few cases. There are less than 10 cases. He put together all the cases, and well, there are less than 10 here. And here it's about 20 lines from the top on Tzadik on the base. Then on the margin, they tell you it appears in Ksugas Dav Gimel above Basim and Ches. Getting a few more cases, less than 10 cases, where we apply Afkinah B'Kadosh Meir. But that works on the level of Deraisa. We'll have to discuss that too. How does that work on the level of Deraisa?
Mishim Yigun Akili Be'Rabbanan is explained in HaTorah according to Rashi. But you were saying Rashi and we say it's a Din D'Rabbanan, but according to Rashi, it's really not a Din D'Rabbanan.
It really works in HaTorah. But these reasons are not valid reasons on the level of the Raisa. The reasons of Daiko and Ninsuo and the reason of Nilsa David Ilagluye don't really work on the level of the Raisa. And other Vishonim hold it does work on the level of the Raisa. What is it? Ikila Rabbanim? That was the historical background as to why they had to work on something to come up with some Heter. And then they came up with a legitimate Heter that works on the level of the Raisa. Okay. A famous topic. Okay. So let's see. So the Mishnah has a situation. A woman is married, the husband disappeared, and then Eid Echad shows up. And she remarried. The Rabbanan allow her to remarry. And then the husband comes marching home. So the Mishnah says, she's not allowed to go back to the first husband. We treat it like an Eshesish. She's in so. Asait al Surah Baila, la Surah la Boil. So Rav comes up with the Chiddush, Omar Rav, towards the bottom of Pechesam and Aleph, Omar Rav, Lo Shana Welosh, and this is Be'er Echot. The only time he said that she has to get divorced from the second husband is, if Be'er Echot said, the first husband is dead, then you say, Teitzim Mizem Mizem. Aval Nisiz Ha'pishne Eidim Lo'i Teitzim. But if two witnesses testify that the first husband is dead, and then she remarries, and then the first husband comes back alive, so she can stay with the second husband. Lo teitzei. So the Gemara says, are you crazy? That's ridiculous. Mechakwa lo b'mar rove. Rav lived in Bovov at the time. Rav originally learned in Eretz Yisrael. Rav came from Bovov, and he went to Eretz HaTalam b'Rabbi Yonos, and then he went back to Bovov. Rav and Shmuel were good friends. They both learned in Eretz, and they went back to Bovov to establish yeshivas there. Even though there's a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but you have to service the communities in Chutz Lortz also. So they both, there was a lot of Amratzis in Bavel at that time, people were violating Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kashrus, and Taras HaMishpacha. They didn't know, not that they were secular Jews, they were religious, but they didn't know the dinim. So they established big yeshivas, and they got all the people to be more observant. So here, so Rav lived in Bavel when he said this din. If two Adam came to say that the husband is dead, even though she remarried, she doesn't have to get divorced from the second husband. That's the Poshim Shah. Lord Tetzin, she was going to reinterpret it on another base. Maybe means she can go back to the first husband. But the simple reading of Rav is, Lord Tetzin, she can stay with the second husband. So, Machako, Alebi Marov, and Eretz Yisrael, they were making fun of what Rav said. Eretz Yisrael is to the west of Bavel. To the west of Bavel. Syria. Iraq. That's where in Iraq all the Amorim lived there. So Mechako Allah the Marov and Eretz Yisrael, they were making fun of Rav. Also Gavro the Koi, the husband, comes marching home and he's standing in front of us, the first husband, and now you say about Tamid Loi Teitzei, and he says she doesn't have to get divorced from the second husband. That's utterly ridiculous. Here's the first husband. She's Mamas and she's living with someone other than her husband. So the Gemara, we must be talking about a case. Let's speak. Rab's talking about a case. The loy adinale. Someone shows up and he claims that he's the first husband, but we don't really nobody recognizes who he is. So in such a case, we say she can stay with the second husband. So if no one recognizes who he is, so what's the difference? What does Eirecho Rishnei Edim? Fact the Gemara, either loy adinale. If no one recognizes him. So Be'er Echad, I might say, why is if Be'er Echad testified that the husband died? Be'er Echad says, I know for a fact the husband is dead. I attended his funeral. Husband went to Medina Sayyam and he died and he's buried and I was there. I delivered the hespit, right? And he's dead and buried. And then a man comes and he claims that he's the first husband. So what's the din? If an Eid Echad said Neis Baila, and then a year later, another Eid Echad contradicts him. So you say, if the first Eid Echad said Neis Baila today, and the second Eid Echad says, a man comes and he says, I am the first husband, but nobody recognizes him. So if he doesn't come soon after the first Eid comes, he comes months later, so then we leave it to psak from the first husband. So the Gemara says, I might take say, even if she got married based on Eid Echad, then the husband comes back and he claims he's the husband. Nobody recognizes him. So why does the same Reisha Teitzei say, well, she had to get divorced from the second husband? So the Gemara, not just the husband, a man comes, shows up, and he says, I am the first husband. Nobody recognizes him. No, Lord Tzricha, the case is, those are betrayed. Eid Echad came and he said, the husband is dead, and I attended the funeral, I was in the Chevet Kaddisha, I know for sure the husband is dead. And then, months later, two Eidim come with a stranger, and they say, this is the first husband. He underwent surgery, or whatever. He went through so much tzaris, nobody recognizes him. He has gray hair now, or whatever. He doesn't look at all like he... No one in the city recognized him, but the two Eidim said, we know for a fact this is the husband. Lord Tzvicha, the case of Rav is the also betrayed. Two witnesses come with the stranger, the Omri, and they say, Anan Hadina Batei, we were with this man, Michinofik Bar Hashka, from the time that he left his wife till today, and we know that this is the first husband, the Atun and you, who the Loyadisole, you don't recognize him, but we know that this is the first husband. Is there such a thing? That after years you don't recognize the person, Zagmar Dixit, there's such a person, that Yosef recognized the brothers, didn't recognize him, it was so many years that they hadn't been together, how come they didn't recognize him? The Amar Abchizda, the famous comment in Malamed, that when Yosef, the last time Yosef saw the brothers, he was very young, how old was he? Almost 17, I think. Malamed Shiyotza Belochasim Azakan, when he left the brothers at the age of 17, he didn't have a beard yet. And this was many years later, Boba Hasim Azokan. So that's why the brothers didn't recognize him. He recognized them. He recognized them. They were older than him. They didn't recognize him because so many years went by and he looked totally different. Then he was speaking Egyptian. He was dressed differently. So they didn't recognize him. I've just in Eretz Yisrael, I saw people who were classmates of mine. They didn't recognize me. They hadn't seen me in 40 years. Okay. They didn't recognize me. Shai? So the Gemara says, Nochamo. So if Eid Echad says, Meis Baila, and then two Eidim come later with a third person, they say, we know for a fact this is the first husband, even though nobody recognizes him, we know this is the husband. So if originally, she married based on Eid Echad. Eid Echad is based on Isha Daiko Minsava. So then you have to throw the whole book at her. So you say, Mitacham Shachmata Allah B'Sofa Ikalt Allah B'Tchilosa. So since the whole heter to remarry was based on Eid Echad, so we have to Asa her Lebail Tetzim Mizeh, she's Asura. But if two Eidim originally came and said the husband is dead, and now another two Eidim come and say the husband is not dead, this is the husband. So then it's not based on Isha, Daika, Mitzvah. So then if she's married to the second husband, you allow her to remain with the second husband. So Mar said, what are you, crazy? How can you allow that? That's what Rab said. Lo shana wa l'shanis is Beid Echad. Then you have the Chumrah that we say, really, the woman, if an Eishish is Inza B'Shoigig, the woman thought the husband was dead. And then she's living with someone else. The rabbis told her she's allowed to remarry. So she was Inza B'Shoigig. But we have to treat her as if it was b'mezid, as if it's b'pshid, because Eid Echad, the whole daimonis of Eid Echad is based on Isha Daika Mitzvah, Mitacham Shachmata Allah B'Soifa, Ikalta Allah B'Tchilasa. So we have to throw the book at her. So we have to say, we treat her as an Eishes Isha as in Sabiratzim. But if we have two Eidim say Meis Baila, so you don't need all these chumras. So then, if two Eidim said Meis Baila, she remarried, and then the husband comes back, so we say she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Because you don't have a chaymer shechmata ala b'sofa. But Rab didn't say she can go back to the first husband. Rab said, loy teitzei, she's married to the second husband. What do you mean, married to the second husband? So the Gemara says, how can it be? The last line. Sof sof, at the end of the day, treininu. Two witnesses came originally and they said, we know for a fact the husband is dead. We want to have a kaddisha. We buried him. We know for a fact that he's dead. Then two Adam come with a third person. Nobody recognized the third person. Two Adam say, this is the husband. Husband is still alive. So it's trey or trey. So trey or trey, how can you allow the loitetze? You allow. The woman got married to the second husband, and you let her stay with the second husband? That's not ridiculous. Trey or trey ninu. It's
the wife recognize the first cousin.
That's the question. Does she? What does she have to say? The Gemara is going to get to that. The Gemara is going to discuss it. So the Gemara, first the Gemara thought she doesn't know one way or the other. First the Gemara said she doesn't know one way or the other. So the Gemara said she doesn't know. Sof kol sof, trey u trey. Two Adam say the husband is dead, and two Adam say this is the husband is still alive. So it's a sofik. It's a sofik isa kares. It's sofik isa misa. And Eshizish Zinsa b'mezid is Misa. Eshizish Zinsa b'shoigeg is Chayev Chatos. What's an Oshem Tolu? Oshem Tolu is whenever there's a suffix. If an Eshizish is Vadai Zinsa, turns out that she was Zinsa b'shoigeg, so she has to bring a Korban Chatos. If an Eshizish is a suffix, whether Zinsa or Zinsa, like over here, two Adam say the husband is dead. Two Adam say this is the husband. He's not dead, he's still alive. So Trey or Trey is a suffix. So habol eshesish b'safik yechay ben Hashem tali. If you bol eshesish b'vaday b'shoygig, then yechay b'chatos. That's the rule. Whenever a person does an aver b'shoygig, which the aver is such that if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have mechayv kares kol she's done a kares and shegasa chatos. But if it's a safik, if he violated aver, then yechay b'Hashem tali. So the Gemara says in this case it's trey u'trey. The trey u'trey is a safik hashakol. So it's an Issa Deraisa. How can you say she's allowed to remain with the second husband? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheisha is Konshinisus Lech Meideho. She married one of the two Edom and said in the beginning, the two Edom came and said, we Rav Nechavu Kaddisha, we know for a fact that first husband is dead and buried. We buried him. So she married one of those Edom. He knows for a fact that the husband is dead. So as far as Benzin doesn't know whether the husband is alive, it's two Edom against two Edom. Trey, so the whole world doesn't know. But the first Kat Edom, the first two Edom said, we know the husband is dead. They claim they know for a fact the husband is dead. So if Nisus Lech Meideho, shine. So then the din is that whenever a person is doing an Aveira, Bezna has the obligation to stop him from doing Aveira. We don't believe in freedom of religion. The Jewish religion doesn't believe in freedom of religion. You can't choose, if you're Jewish, you can't choose not to observe mitzvahs. You want to violate Avera, so they'll beat you up. Makanos hachetetze nafsha, they'll beat you up. If you don't want to shake a lulav, you don't want to sit in sukkah, you don't want to eat matzahs, makanos hachetetze nafsha. We don't allow people to do Averas. And even if they're doing a Sufik Avera, also the Gemara says it's a Dova Poshut, that we call for the person not to do a Sufik Avera. But what if Bezin, as far as Bezin is concerned, it's a Sufik Avera. Two Adam say the husband is dead, two Adam say the husband is alive. But the fellow who's doing the Avera, he claims, I know for a fact the husband is dead. I'm a lechev kaddisha. I buried him. I know that he's dead. So this is lech meideho. So then Bezman doesn't do anything. Because on the head, you, as far as we're concerned, it's a suffix issa. You claim that you know bevadai, so you can marry him. Frek the Gemara, that's good as far as the second husband is concerned. Second husband is one of the Adam. Frek the Gemara, he grew for Boshim Tal the Kam. What is about the woman? What does the woman say? And for the Gemara, Bameris Barili, she says, I know for a fact that this is not my husband. She says she knows for a fact this man is not a husband. Either she recognizes he's not a husband, or she says, I know for a fact if my husband would still be alive, he would certainly come back. There was nothing, I had a relationship with my husband, he's not going to leave me high and dry like this.
Well, she's not Geber Dover.
Okay. Everybody's Geber Dover over here. Okay, everybody's Geber Dover, yeah.
How about the husband himself?
Yeah.
In the
eight
is important.
The two Adam came and said the husband is dead. We have a din of Eid Echad says the husband is dead. He's not allowed to marry. He shouldn't marry the woman because it looks like a fake. But or if let's say a man comes, he's the shliach to deliver the get, and he has to say that the get was written in Chutzlart. So he has to say b'fanenechtam, and then we allow the woman to marry, and then he goes and he marries her. So the Mishnah says, the shliach who came to deliver the get, he's only an Eid Echad, then you don't trust him. You don't allow him. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Hasam imchish ikshus peh, luzus vasaim harchek me'alach. You shouldn't do something that looks shady. So if, let's say, there was a scandal now in the papers, a rabbi was having an affair with an eshes ish. So the Mishnah has such a din. If a rabbi paskin that the woman has to get divorced from her husband, then he goes and he marries her. So that looks scandalous. That looks terrible. So if he was all alone when he paskin, he's not allowed to marry her. But what if he was a whole bezin of three? And the whole bezin said she's allowed to marry her. Let's say two edim come and say the husband is dead. So if only an echad comes and he said the husband is dead, we wouldn't allow him to marry her. But if two edim come, so one of the two edim may marry her. The other guy's not going to give Eid Sheker just to enable his friend to marry the woman. If it's only Eid Echad, if it's only one dayan who paskan on the case on his own, then it looks shady, then it looks terrible. But it was, if you needed a whole bezin to paskan, then there's no ikshus peh. Then it doesn't look so terrible. Then it's okay. So that's what the story was over here. Two Eidim came and they said the husband is dead, and then one of the Eidim marries her. So as far as Bezdin's concerned, it's a Sofik Aver. We wouldn't permit anybody to marry this woman. But Nisa Zech Meidel, she marries one of the two Eidim and said, we know for a fact the husband is dead. And she says also, Borili, I'm positive the husband is dead. I recognize this man, he is not my husband. I know what my husband looked like. Or she says, Rashi says, Borili, are they Simonim? Either she says she recognizes him, or she says, I know my husband, I checked into it, and I'm convinced that my husband is dead. So whenever a person is doing a Sofik Aver, it doesn't allow him to keep on doing it. But whenever, to Bezdin it's a Sofik, but the person claims, I know for a fact that it's not an Aver, I know for a fact that it's Mutter. So then the Bezdin doesn't get involved. That's what you see from this Gemara. Benisus Lech Medev. And there is Barili, the two people who are doing the questionable act. They're living together, and the question is whether the woman is anxious ish or not. So they say they both know for a fact that there's no Isser over here. So then Bezdin doesn't get involved over here. So the Gemara says, that's what Rab said. That was what Rab meant to say. Lo shanu elo shenisus be'ed echad. If an echad says the husband is dead, and then later on, two edim come with a third person, they say, this is the husband. So it's the word of the ed echad against the word of the two edim. Ed echad says the husband is dead. Two edim say, this is the husband. So then, ein dvav shalecha b'makom shnayim, we believe the two. But if it's trey to trey, the first two edim say, we know for a fact the husband is dead. Second two edim say, the husband is not dead. This man is the husband. So it's trey to trey, so it's a suffix. So whenever it's a suffix to Bezdin, whether someone is doing an Aveira, so Bezdin doesn't allow people to do the Aveira, unless the two people claim, we know for a fact that it's not a suffix. One of the edim says, I want to marry her. I know for a fact the husband is dead. And she says, but really, I know for a fact also this man is not my husband. I recognize he's not my husband. She's convinced that if her husband would be alive, he would have come back. She's convinced that the husband is not alive. So that's what the Gemara says.
Well, this is, I mean, all these answers the questions of, you know, all the problems we had with Rob. But is that what Rob really said? I mean, it's, to me, it seems like a dynasty kind of thing. We construct something and we say, this is what Rob said. Does it look like it?
That's the question. Gemara is going to give different suggestions. Maybe Rav didn't mean that. The problem is with Rav, you're going to see in the Hemshach Gemara, Rav had Esemili the Chasidusa of Rav. In one of the collections of the Chuvas Hagoyim that they printed in Europe in the late 1800s, so they have a short Chuva from the Gaonim where they collected all the Gemaras that they say Esemili the Chasidusa of Rav. Rav wouldn't walk down the Amos without Torah and without tefillin, and all kinds of mitzvahs. He wouldn't eat a sudas or rishus in public. We only eat at a sudas mitzvah in public. A whole bunch of things. So one of the milah de chasidus of Rav is he would never soch sicha b'teila in an exaggerated way. So the Gemara has in the end of Masechah Shabbos, someone came on Shabbos, and Rav said there weren't enough chairs. So Rav said to someone, please bring a chair that he should, Rabbi so-and-so should sit down. So the Gemara says, why did he say, he should have said, please bring a chair. Why did he say that he should be able to sit down? So the Medayik, why he said that? That's Sicha B'Teilo. To us, that's not Sicha B'Teilo. Rav was so careful about Sicha B'Teilo, so that's what the Radziner Rebbe, the one who the Balatrelis of Gershon Henoch Leiner, the one who went to Italy, he was a super genius. He went to Italy, he wanted to prepare for the building of the third base on Migdosh. You need big dekuna in order to be makro karbonis, so the big dekuna need trelis. Tzitzis also need trelis, but you can fulfill a mitzvah in an impartial fashion without the trelis. But the big dekuna, if you don't have trelis, you can't do the avodah at all. So he felt that we have to show that we're interested. If we'll show the Rabban Shalom that we're interested, we'll take a step forward to prepare for the binyan bayis hashlishi, then the Rabban Shalom will finish the job, but we have to demonstrate that we're interested. So he specially traveled. He was a super genius. He traveled. He heard there was a big aquarium in Italy. He didn't speak Italian, but he's traveled to Italy, and he's going to look at all the fish. He's going to decide which one is the chalazin, and he decided which one is chalazin, and they had a factory in Radzin where they had where they used to process the chalazin from the. Process the trailers from the fish that he ascertained. He claimed that was the halazna fish. Then after the war, the factory was bombed, the factory was destroyed, and everybody was killed, and there was nobody alive who knew what the secret was. The only one who knew was Rabbi Herzog. Because Rabbi Herzog wrote his doctoral dissertation in university on the trailers. So he corresponded with different people. He corresponded with the Chassidish Yid, who was in charge of the factory, who was killed by the Nazis in the war. So he wrote up the whole story. He thought that the whole thing was a mistake. Rabbi Herzog himself says that when the Radziner Rebbe decided that that fish was the chalazin, so he was dipping in wool in order to absorb the color of the trelis, and then after it would absorb the color, he would wash it, and the whole color would go out. And the Gemara says that the way to tell whether it's trelis or not is if the color remains there, but if it washes out, then it's not trelis. So he put an advertisement in the Italian newspapers. He's prepared to pay money for a chemist to help him solve a problem. So for money, someone came and volunteered. A guy came and volunteered his services. What do you need? So he says he needs this color dye, and it has to be indelible, so it keeps on washing out. So give me a chemical that will cause the dye to shouldn't wash out. So he says, no problem. So he gave him a chemical, and it worked. So Rabbi Herzog says that he checked into it. He bought the Radziner Trelis. He says, Lemaisa, the goy told them to use a chemical that's called Prussian blue. So the color of Trelis was from the chemical. There was nothing left from the fish at all. Even if the fish was the chalazin, there was nothing left from the fish. The whole color was from this artificial chemical. It wasn't. So that's Rav Herzog claims that the guy at Top Gan Art Chassidish Rebbe. So this Chassidish Rebbe is a big time of Chacham. He put out the Sidrei Tarifs. He wrote Gemara, and he took all the Gemaras that exists, with all the Rashi and all the Tosfos that have to do with Mishnayos and Taras. So he arranged everything that exists in the Talmud Bavli, he put it in the order of the Mishnayos. He didn't forge anything, he didn't make anything up. He took Gemaras from different Masechtas and he put them in the order of the Mishnayos, and then he has his commentary on the side. He has Rashi on the inside and has his commentary on the outside. So then the first time he put out the first edition, so it looks mamsh like a Gemara. Looks mamish like a Gemara, so they had tainus against him. So they said he should print on the top of every page, it should say Sidri Taras. See over here, it looks like Gemara says, Elisha Rabbe Perka Siri Yilamas. I unleashed Bad Masara Sasha. Everything looked exactly the same. So they insisted the second edition, he should say on top, like you're saying in big letter, this is not a Gemara, this is an imitation Gemara. This is a Likud of Gemara. So on every page in the second edition, it says Sidri Taras. You know that it's only written by the Rebbe. So he's known as the Bala Trelis, big Talmud Chacham. He wrote the Sidri Taras with his Chidushim, and he also has a whole separate sefer on this Tshuvas HaGoyim. That's a Mila Dechas Chidusa Rab. So he tells you where did the Goyim find these Midas Chasidus in the Gemara. Rab would never look chutz of the Alan Amis, that some of them are Beferish Gemaras. So he quotes all the sources for Esa Mila Dechas Chidusa Rab. Then he has a bit of a discussion. So he says, he claims that the Gemara is going to have it over here also. Here. One, two, three, four. The fourth wide line on Peches on the base. The Gemara fragt Akasha, if that's what Rav said, the Gemara is going to reinterpret Rav. That's not what he said. He meant something else. The Gemara said, that's what he said. Rav already said that. We have a Mishnah. So why did he say it a second time? So the Gemara answers on the next line. And for the Gemara, Chodah Mechlola Dechava Teitmar. He only said it once. Rav would never say the same thing twice. I say the same thing twice all the time. I said it last week in the Shia, and 4 weeks ago, and 8 weeks ago, I said the same thing to repeat it. Rav wouldn't talk Sikha B'Deilah. So once in his lifetime he said a din, he wouldn't say the same din twice. Or he would say, please bring a chair. He wouldn't say it in order that Pliny should sit down. So the Gemara Medayik, why did Rav say Pliny should sit down? It must be that should be Sikha B'Deilah. So the Gemara says, no, he holds that the Klisha Malach, the Heter is only mutter to move the Tzor Gufay. Shalom the Tzor Gufay, you're not allowed to. That's why he had to say that someone should sit down. And that this question, Hamar Rav Chorazim, that why did he say it a second time, is only a legitimate question on Rav. It wouldn't be a question on any other Amar. That's what the Radzina Rebbe claims. So that's, you're asking over here, is that really what Rav meant to say? Nisus Lach Medav Mez Barley, there's so much missing. So maybe it's only a question the way we would talk. We would say a whole sentence, a whole paragraph, what we're talking about. Rav was very makbid on Sikha B'Teilo, so he would only say the bare minimum, what's necessary to say the din. So he left out a lot of the details in the case. The kasha that you asked, the shtarka kasha, how did it come up with such a dechik pshat and Rav? So maybe it's because Rav was so makbid on Sikha B'Teilo, so that's why they're saying he was assuming all of this. That is only talking. This is Echmedem, Mary's Barley. For us, we wouldn't be able to interpret that that's what we meant. If that's what we meant, we would have said it. But for Rav, who is so careful about Sikha B'Teilo, so he would say everything in B'Kitz and Nimrats. That's what it seems like, perhaps.
That's like Ikkechos Ben Sefer, really.
Yeah. They're quoting that there was a Maaseh Shehoya came up, and Rav said that it is that Lo Teitzei. In this case, that case happens to be Nisus Lechmedel and Mary's Barili. That was the case. So Rav didn't say more than was absolutely necessary. Then the Gemara going to suggest the other interpretations of Rav. Maybe that's not what he meant. But this is the first suggestion.
Why do you have to come to Lashon Bala and Lashon Tovid? His Shabbat, it's not that's the proof that it's a Tovid. Why do the Kabbalists have to do this?
It's a real suffix deraisa. Oshim Tana means a real suffix deraisa. Trey a trey. Two Adam say the husband died. We were on the Chaver Kaddisha. We buried him. Two Adam say this man is the husband. So that's a real suffix. Gemara says it's not a make believe suffix midrabbanan. It's a suffix on the level of deraisa. Oshim Tana means chatas and Oshim are not bought benedim and adoba. So if you're not mechuyev, you can't bring it. So Gemara says this is a real suffix on the level of deraisa. Trey a trey. Taisus introduces a factor. You see the Taisus on the base, Peches on the base, the top Taisus. So Taisus has Le'el Daf Lamed Aleph. In the middle of the Taisus, 10 lines down, it has in parentheses, they're quoting a Gemara from Perek Aboachim, Le'el, and Yavam is Daf Lamed Aleph. Gemara has a machleg, where the Trey is a Sveika Deraisa and Sveika Derabon. How can it be a machleg? Two Adim say the husband is dead, two Adim say the husband is alive. That's a Sveika Deraisa. How can it be a Sveika Derabon? So if you look in the Gemara, Tosfos explains what it is. When you have trey, of course it's a sveika deraisa. You don't know who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. We're talking about trey, but there's a chazakah. The woman is b'cheska seishasish. She was married for the last 25 years. So what's the din if you have trey, and then instead of two against two, you have two against 100? So the Gemara says trey kemeya. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk that it says in Luchum Mishal pishnai meidim al pishlosh reidim. Yumas Hameis, or by Mominus it says Al Pishnei Edim, Al Mishlosh Edim, Yochum Dover. So the Mishnah Makkas raises the question: Imis Kayem Seid is Pishnayim, Lamapard Lachakas of Bishlosh. If two Edim is good, so of course three Edim is good. So why does the Chumash have to say Al Pishlosh? So tomorrow the Mishnah gives different suggestions. Why does it say three Edim? So one of the explanations is we accept all of the explanations that are given by the Mishnah. So one of the explanations that's given is that trey kemeya or meya ketrey, that if you have two edim contradicted by 100 edim, you don't say you go basura, 100 edim is so much more than two edim. Trey kemeya, they have the same level of nemanis. So if you say two Edim against two Edim plus another 98 Edim say like the two Edim, Trey remains a Sokka. Why do they have Trey or Trey? And there's a Chazoka that supports one side. So just like Trey Kemeya, if you have two against two and another 98 Edim supporting these two, so Trey is a Sofik, it remains a Sofik. So maybe it's Trey with the Chazoka supporting one side or the other, or there's a Reib supporting one side or the other. Maybe you say once you have Trey, that's it. It's a Sofik and the Chazoka is Lamad of Lamarit. So that's a Machloikas and Daf Lamed Aleph. Whether Trey, but there's a Chazoka supporting one direction or the other, do you say Trey is still a Sveika Deraisa? That Chazoka doesn't work at all? Because Trey Kemeya, if there would be 98 Edim, saying the same as two, we would say Trey Kemeya. So if you have Trey, and Chazoka is supporting two, it's also Trey Kemeya. Or do you say no, Trey is Minatoira, you do follow Chazoka. It's only a Chumer Midrabbanon if the Chazoka is Lahokel. If the Chazoka is Lahokel, you don't follow. If the Chazoka is Lahachma, you will follow. But if the Chazoka is Lahokel, then there's a Chumer Midrabbanon not to rely on the Chazoka. So that's a machloikas in the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. With a trey, with a chazaka, do you say still trey sveka deraisa? Or you say no, minator the chazaka works, it's only lechumer, midirabonim, not to rely on chazaka lachal. How do we pask on halacha lemaise? So that's a big machloikas. So Tosis says, lemai de askinon, the maskana, on Daf Lamed Aleph is that Tosis claims that's the maskana. The Ramban doesn't agree. Tosis says the askinan, the trey sveka de rabbanon, umuk milo chazokin, then a Torah trey is not a trey is a sofek hashokol, but if you have a chazoka on one side or the other, chazoka does work minatoyra. It's only the rabbanon that you're not allowed to reuse the chazoka lahokol. If the chazoka is lahachmir, it'll be lahachmir. So that's Tosis shita. Tosis says that trey is only a sveka de rabbanon. The Ramban disagrees with Tosis. He says there is no such maskana as Agamar. Ramban holds la locha that trey is the sveka deraisa. It's relevant for dini maminus also. The shaila comes up in dini maminus whether trey, whether muchzok works in the case of trey.
What happens if you nisus alpi the first kat and they become im zomim?
They become Edom Zomim, so you throw them out. So there's no tray.
What's your status?
You ignore the first cut. Once they're huzmo, so there's nothing to do. You forget about what they said.
So she does that married without any support?
Biisa, yeah, okay. It comes out that there's no support at all, yeah. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha here. Why did the Gemara say by a case of tray? It's a sofek habola haboshim talui koi. Because it's a Sofik, if a woman is Zinsa, is Karis, is Misa. If it's Bemezid, is Misa. And if it's Mezid, Bili Edom Hasra, is going to be an Isa Karis. So if it's a Sofik, Eshus is a Zinsa, so Yechai Vashem Tavu. So this is fricked over here. Here it's Trey. The woman has been married for the last 25 years. So it's a cheskes eishesish. So according to the way Tosis holds, the maskonas agmar and daf lamed aleph was a trey min atorah the chazoka does work. It's only mid the rabbanon that you can't use a chazoka lohokel. Trey is a sveka the rabbanon means when there's a chazoka lohokel, you don't mid the rabbanon, you don't. But if it's a chazoka lahachmir, here the woman's an eishesish for the last 25 years. So according to Tosis, you would follow the chazoka. So why does it say habolah b'ashem talish? Habolah should be b'chatas. Shouldn't be Boshem Tol. Boshem Tol is when you have a Sofik Aver. Here it's a Vade Aver. That's what's bothering Tosis over here. Tosis is a Lishitosim. If you hold like the Ramban, there's no Kasha because Trey is a Sveka Deraisa. So the Cheska Seishishish doesn't have any effect over here. It's Trey. But if you hold Tosis, Lishitosim holds a Trey Menatoira, Tosis claims that's the Maskana, Maskinon. Trey, Menatora Chazoka does work. Just Chazoka Lahokil, you don't rely on Midirabanon. So, but if it's a Chazoka Lahachmir, then you leave it. Then it's a Vada Yisr. So why does the Gemara say Boshem Tol should be Bechataskoi? Not Boshem Tol. So that's what Tosis comes up with the Chiddush. Isha Daiko Minsuva is a Ruba Dalesa Kamon on the level of the Raisa, that's for sure. Isha Daiko Minsuva. The only deal in the Gemara was Tosfos on Amud Aleph said, Isha Daika Mitzvah is not a good heter on the level of the Raisa. It's only make believe Kula Midirabbanim. That's what we read the Tosfos. They really read that Daika Mitzvah is only Midirabbanim, doesn't work Manatur. So Tosfos explains why. Doesn't work Manatur. It is a Raiv. It's a Raiv of 55%, not a Raiv of 85%. It's a Raiv Garua. So when you have Ruba of a Chazaka, the woman has been in Eshet Ish for the last 25 years. So when you have Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba odif, that's if it's a roi bari. That's if it's a shtaka roi, 85%. Contradicting Cheskes Eishes Ish. If Daika Mitzvah would be a real good roi bari, then it would be not the Cheskes Eishes Ish. But Tosfos says on the level of the rice, it's only a roi garua. So Ruba v'chazaka, the roi of Daika Mitzvah does play a role on the level of the rice, but it'll be shkulim with the Cheskes Eishes. So then if it's shkulim, then it's going to be Ashim Tali. Then it's a suffocation issue. Then it's going to be Ashim Tov. So that's what Tosfos says on Amud Aleph. It's a shtikel davar hadayma here. Why? On the level of the Raisa, there is a roiv of Isha Daika Mitzvah. But on the level of the Raisa, it's a roiv garua. It's only 55%. That's not enough to beat out, to win against the Cheskes Eishes. And with the Rabbanan, because it's a davar hadayma, there is a roiv. But it's not such a roiv like 85%, only a roiv of 55%. Some of the Rabbanan, they had the right to say that the woman can remarry based on the roiv, as if it would have been Rubav Chazok or Rubav Adif. Even though it's a roiv garua, it's not a roiv bari.
When the woman gets remarried after the first two eidim come, doesn't that remove her Cheskes Eishes Ish to the first husband? So there's no longer a Cheskes Eishes Ish.
If she got married before the second pair of eidim came. The Gemara is going to discuss when did she get married. Did she get married after the second eidim came? Or after the first pair of Adam came. Okay, that's... If she got married after the first pair of Adam came, then you have a good question.
That's the case of Rav, huh?
The Gemara is going to debate it. The Gemara is not sure. We'll take a look. Gemara asks, Ihochi, if that's what the case was over here, if that's what Rav meant, they're not sure. Rav said, so be kitza. He says she doesn't have to get divorced from the second husband. How can she not have to get divorced? Two Adam say the husband died. We were the Chevek Kaddish, we buried him. Two Adam say this man is the husband. So it's Trey Utrey. So as far as Beznan, as far as the whole world is concerned, it's a real suffocatious ish. Should be Boshim Tavli. But since Nisus Lechel Meideho, she married one of the first Adam and said the husband, he says, I know for a fact the husband is not alive. And she says, Boreal, I know for sure. I recognize him. This is not my husband. So the Gemara says it's such a davar pashut. Why do Rav have to say they didn't? The whenever Beznan is mesupik, the whole world doesn't know what the facts are. It's straight trey, but the people who are doing the avera claim that, as far as we're concerned, it's a vaday nishken avera. So the Gemara holds it's such a davar pashut. Why did Rav have to say it? It's going to be a machlekes atanoim. Do you penalize the woman to say teitzei she has to get divorced if she married nisus lechem edeho after the second pair of edim came? Avol nisus v'chakach bo edim. But if she got married after the first pair of edim came, lo yomar. Even Amrachim Rab Yosi, the machmer, the tanu is machmer. He wouldn't introduce a chumra there. The tanya we have a brisa. Shnayim amameis. Two witnesses say the husband is dead. Two witnesses say it's not true. This man is the husband. Or another case. The woman for many years was married. Two Adam say the husband divorced her. Two Adam say it's not true. The husband never divorced her. So it says, Hareza lo tinasim, nisus lo teitze. She's not allowed to marry. It's a suffocation issue. However, if she married, nisus lech meideh. If she marries one of the Adam, the eight says, there's no avera. I know for a fact the husband is dead. I know for a fact the husband gave her a gift. And she says, for a fact, I know the husband is dead. I know the husband gave me a gift. So if nisus lech meideh, marries Barili. So the Tanakhama says, Loi Teitze, there's no penalty, she does not get divorced. There's a penalty, we say she has to get divorced. Then he adds on, the Tana says, when do I hold there's a penalty with the Rabbanon? If she did, the second pair of Adim came already, it's already Trey. So she really shouldn't have married this person, even though it's Barili and so on. Even he agrees that if she married Beheter before the second Kat of Edom came, there's no penalty with the Rabban. So the Gemara says, so what is the chiddush? The Rab says, Lo teitz iver, Menachem Rab Yossi has a penalty. But the Rabbanan, if she wasn't supposed to get married, Hasa Mimchik Shuspeh, that's only if she goes and she marries after the second pereidin came. She shouldn't have done that. Even though she says, Barilin Neirech, it said, the eight says Barilin. But what if Rab talking, they thought that Rab's talking about a case, like you said, Rab's talking about a case that she married the second husband after the first pair of Adam came, before the second pair of Adam came. So what's Rab's chiddush to the chadav of Pasha like that, that loy takes everything more naked? Come Rab Nami bin Mansha Ba'edim, Bechakach Nisis. No, the case of Rab, he's saying a chiddush. Even though the second pair of Adam already came, and then she goes, it's already trade. And then she did wrong. She really shouldn't have married. Even though she says Barili, the man that she married says Barili, he's one of these. Alecha beidav. Marries Barili. Both say Barili that is muta. She shouldn't have married the aid, and nonetheless she went ahead and she married Shaloi Kedin. So Rab says she doesn't have to get divorced. Lapukin Rabbanachman Rabbi Yosi. He's in disagreement with Bethel. That's the first version, but it's unclear. Rab spoke Bikitz and Nimratza. Yikad the Amri. Another version is, by the time the Talmud Bavli was written down, it was generations later, isn't it? Written down in days of the Goyim. So a lot of times you have two versions of what was going on over there. So the Gemara said, Yikad the Amri. Another version has it was that it's not true. That the only time Rab says, Nisus Echadev, marries Borili, doesn't have to get divorced, is if she got married after the first pair of Adim came, before the second pair of Adim came. And in that case, Imam Menachem Rab Yossi also is masking that there's no penalty. She didn't do anything wrong. She married at the time that it was had to go on the holidays. So according to the first version, Rab is saying, Lapukim Menachem Rab Yossi. He disagreed. According to the second version, Ika di Amri, time with the nisses, v'chakach bo edim. Why does Rab say, Loi teitz from the second husband? Because she got married behet to goma before the second pair of edim came. But if the second pair of edim came, and if she did shalike, then she shouldn't have married Echad Meida. Bizmasha Boyd Machakach Nisis, Taitse we penalize her, even though she says Barili and the man that she married says, I know for a fact her husband is dead. That's Kamakam Rahm Rabyas. So the two versions, but the Rab is yes paskening, like Ram Rahm Rabyas, yeah, paskening against him. Okay. This is the first shot that I have a Rav. It's very unclear. Rav was so makbid not to speak Sikh Betela. So he said everything bekitzer Nimrod. So he said it so much bekitzer, we're not sure what he said. So the first understanding was that when he said leitetze, he means to say if she married, she doesn't have to get divorced from the second husband. We're not sure what he meant. She got married after the both pairs of Adam came. Then she married Be'isser. So Rab is taking the stand to look at Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. No, he's talking, she married him in Beheter. And it's like Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. We're not sure. Then the Gemara is going to have later different ways to understand what Rab said. Maybe he did. Maybe he never said that at all. Maybe he's talking about a different case.
Would Rab, would the children be mamzerim, something mamzerim?
They probably will be. We not kaifa. The Bezdin is not kaifa the couple because they claim to know for a fact that they're not doing anything wrong. So we can't be kaifa then. We don't know bevadai. But as far as we're concerned, it's a Safik Avera. So we would say no one's allowed to marry the children. The children, as far as we're concerned, would be Safik Mamzer, Rabbi Hanani. It's not a smart thing. They're going to get married, they're going to have children, so their children won't be able to marry anybody. Because as far as the whole world is concerned.
The other eight. You can marry the other eight.
The children can marry the other eight. Okay. It'll be an age discrepancy over here, yeah. 20-year difference. More than 20-year difference, yeah.
Isha Dakan, is it a look? Because what if it's a young girl? You know that she can't do it.
That's what the Achrayim raised, the Pesach Tshuva and Amenaza quotes that. Well, if she's a young girl, how can you say Isha Dakan Mensah? That should depend what's the real reason why we make Lif and make it because Milsa David Legluye means the Edechot but never give Eid a Sheker if he knows he can get caught red handed in a lie. So that's an umdin on the eight. But if it's a Isha Daika Minswa, the Rubber Lex Gamma's on the woman. So if she's a young girl, she doesn't know. She's only 18 years old, 15 years old. I expected to make a whole investigation. She doesn't know how to make an investigation.
Okay. So that, and still, because of the works?
No, the Achranim say it should depend on these two explanations.
Oh,
if the Iker Tam is because Daika Minsva, so if she's a young girl, the Heter Rabbeid Echo wouldn't apply. And Achranim, it should depend on these two versions in the Gemara.
Why isn't there, in general, this discussion, why isn't there a race in the Chazak of the fact that the husband disappeared, he's not here? It's not like Tevil. Tevil, nobody's disputing the Chazak of Tevil until the aide shows up. But over here, the whole world's wondering where the husband is. Why is that a race in the Chazakah?
Why isn't it a race in the Chazakah? It is a race, but a Chazakah with a race is still a good race. Chazakah that has no race is better than a plain Chazakah. Chazakah with a race is still a good Chazakah. That's what Tosis says. How do you know that there's such an institution of Chazakah? So the Gemara knows it up in the Parshas HaShavua, that if the Kohen goes into the house and he sees, the owner of the house says, Kinega Nira Lebabois. So the Kohen comes and he sees it has a Shia Kigris. He goes outside of the house. If he's going to declare when he's in the house that the house is Tamei, he's going to become Tamei. The Mitzorah only becomes Tamei Mikanal Habo after the Kohen declares that he's Tamei. So the Bais HaMeruga also, even though there's an Eged Saras, the Kohen walked in, he's still Tor. That's why it says, Tziva Kohen Pinos HaBais. They should take everything out before the Kohen declares that it's Tamei. So the Mishnah in the Goyim, there's a Machloekes HaTaim. Is that a Choyva? Tziva Kohen Pinos HaBais, that's a Din? Or no, it's an Eitz HaTaiva Kamash Polon. If the Kohen's going to declare Tamei, so everything, all the furniture will become Tamei. So empty everything out before the Kohen says Tamei. So he won't have to be Toivel everything in a mikveh. Like this, everything in the house will become Tamei. So the Kohen has to walk outside of the house first. And then he says the house is Tamei. So the Gemara asks a question in Chulin, the first parak. Maybe it shrank, maybe the Neged Sarah shrank. And if the Kohen says that the bias is Tamei, and it doesn't have a Shir Kigris, so the bias does not become Tamei. If it doesn't correspond to the other, it's not Tamei. So how do you know just because it had a Shir Kigris before, when the Kohen comes at the end of the week, he sees that the Neged shrank, so he doesn't know when did it shrink. Maybe it shrank before he declared the bias was Tommy. Maybe it never became Tommy in the first place. Maybe the psak of the coin was an error. So the Gemara says, must be that it's based on Chazakah. So Tosis says, but that's a Chazakah without a reis. So how do you know even a Chazakah with a reis is good? So Tosis said, that's what we're talking about. There is a reis to the Chazakah. At the end of the week, we see the nega shrank. And the goyim don't make any sense. The whole thing is lamayla minateva. So it has a reason. Maybe it shrank before the coin declared Tommy. I don't know that it shrank after. Maybe before he said Tommy, maybe the whole thing was an error. So Tai said, you learn from the pasuk that the ishtel of chazakah, even if there is a reason. If there's no reason, it's even better than a plain chazakah. Whenever we rely on chazakah, means despite the fact that there is a reason. Let's say the fellow is dead. Person is dead. Someone was killed by the Nazis. Or someone dies a natural death. And he was holding by Gesisa at the 6 o'clock in the evening. We come in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, so he's dead. So we don't know, did he die before the Shkia? So the Yahrzeit is yesterday. Did he die after the Shkia? So the Yahrzeit is the next day. So Yishtel of Chazakah, you assume that he lived till as late as possible. The two dinim of Chazakah. There's one dinim of Chazakah, if you don't know whether the status changed or not, you assume it didn't change. The shliach lahalachas haget does know maybe the husband died already. How can he give the get? Maybe the husband is dead. So the Mishnah says, Dansala b'cheska shu chai. He gives the get to the isha on the assumption. Today he called up on the telephone. He talked to the husband. The days of the Tanaim, they had no way of knowing. So the Mishnah says in Gittin, the shliach lahalacha gives the get on the assumption the husband is still alive. Then there's another din. You know for sure that the situation changed. You don't know when did it change. So that's also a din. That's the first daf in Nida. That you assume that the change occurred as late as possible. So if you don't know whether the person died 6 in the evening, I saw him 6 o'clock, he was still alive, but he was a geisus. So the shkia is 7:15, 7:30, whatever. So you don't know, did he die before the shkia, did he die after the shkia? Which day is the yotzet? So then you assume that he died, the change occurred as late as possible. The two dinim of zet. So even if you see that there is a reisa, I see that the situation did change. You still go basa hazaka. There's a discussion in Achreinim. Let's say a person died bein hashmashos. So many Achreinim assume that you observe the yahrzeit on the second day. Yishtel av cheskes chai. You assume that the husband lived longer, and you assume that he died on the second day. Rabbi Kivega has like the Gemara seems to say that. Gemara in Erevin seems to say like that. So Rabbi Kedega on the side of the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Achranim don't know what to do with this Kasha. If you don't know, 6 o'clock in the evening, we saw the man was a Goises. We didn't peek into his room till 6 in the morning. 6 in the morning is dead. So you don't know, did he die before the Shkia or after the Shkia? Which day is the Yahrzeit? He, you know exactly what time he died. He died at 7:37. You don't know whether 7:37 is Yom Malayla, because it's Bein Hashmasha. What do you mean, Ashtalav Cheskas Chai? Cheskas Chai, you don't know when the when did the status quo change? When did it change? So you assumed, you attribute the change to this latest possible. Here I know when it changed. He died, he expired at 7:37. You don't know whether 7:37 is Yom Malayla. So how do you use Cheskas Chai over there? So that's what Rabbi Kedega has that kasha on the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is not talking about Yotza. The Gemara is talking about if the Eru was Nechal Ben Hashmashes, can you rely on Chazok? And Achranim have the same issue regarding some Achlekes Achranim about Yotza. Which day do you observe? The Rav Soloveitchik passed away Ben Hashmashes. The Rav died Ben Hashmashes. So the children, some of them observed the Yotza on the first day, some observed the Yotza on the second day. Children don't always agree. So that's a deal in Achranim. Which day should we? Dying Grossens has a tshuva about that, where he talks about the shtar kikasha. How can you tell of cheskas chai if you know for sure when the person died? He died at 7:37, which is Bein Hashmashes. So what does it help to cheskas chai? You know when he died. If the suffix when he died, so you assume the change occurred as late as possible. But you know when he died. So suffix whether that's man is Yom Alayla. So how does cheskas chai help? I don't know. That's a good question. Okay. Believe me, next week we'll talk in Yoni Pesach. And then after Pesach, we left off in the middle over here. We'll have to resume. It's a very cheerful Gemara here. This week, because it's Shabbos HaGadol, so we say the special after in the end of Malachi. So it's interesting. We mentioned on different occasions that on the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim, in the Chumash it's not that clear, but in Tehillim and in Yecheskel, it says beferish that they were told then, Moshe Rabbeinu already was told, they were told then, that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built in Eretz Yisrael, because of the Chet HaMeraglim, the Beis Rishon will be Chorev, and the Jews will be sent into Golus. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew in advance that it's going to be Chorev. So he said, Birach HaKodesh, what's going to be with the second Beis HaMikdash? Will that also be Chorev or not? So he said, the Psukim in Shir HaShirim, Chaymah Hinivna Lehatiras Kesev, Im Delasi, Notzvala Alu Achorev. So the Gemara has in Yuma, in the first pair, Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the Pesach. It's not Pshut HaShal Mikra at all. It's an additional level of interpretation. If at the end of 70 years of Golus Bavel, all the Jews will return back to Eretz Yisrael, then the second Beis HaMikdash will be Nivna Le'atiras Kesev. It will be like a metal building. She'ein harekem sholed, but metal doesn't rot away. However, hardly anybody will show up. Hardly anybody came back. The Psukim said just 44,000 Jews would change, came back. There were many, many Jews lived. Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Jews lived in Bavel. Then, Notzu Alelu Achores. Then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a wooden hut, like a wooden bungalow. That's Harekim Sholabo. Wooden buildings can rot away. So the Gemara says, rot away has a double mashmois. One mashmois is that the second Beis HaMikdash will rot away, it will be Asid Lehechorev. So that's what the Ravid writes on the side of the Rambam in Hilchas. And Hilchas Beis HaBchira, when the Rambam says that the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash and Kitchul Osi Lavoi, from the days of Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, Kitchul Osi Lavoi, so the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it's going to be Choreb, so he only had a mind to be Mekadoshet Lizman. It's a Chiddush that works. You can be Mekadosh Lizman, and after the 410 years of the Beis Rishon are over, then the Kedusha vanishes into thin air. That's a Mechudosh Digar Ravid. And then Yudei Haya Ezra, when he built the second Beis HaMikdash, Yudei Haya Ezra, the Beis Shein is also the Hechorev, because of what Shlomo HaMelech said, Birach HaKodesh, Im Delasi Nasu Alelu Hechorev. So he was only Mekadosh the Beis Shein Lizman, for the time that it'll be built, and afterwards it'll be Chorev. So the Gemara says that the Beis Shein was also lechar was harekiv shalav was going to right away had a double meaning. Had number one has the meaning that by sheni will be chariv harekiv shalav. Number two, rekiv rat will set in klal Yisrael. That the whole tkufa from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the beginning of the Bai Sheni period, there were nevim. But when Esau did Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent nevim to give Tochacha, to give Musa. And now, Rekav Sholabo is not going to send any more nevim. Aye, but there was Chagah Eschari Malachi. So the Gemara says, no, give nevim other in my mibavol. If you don't have enough, you have no right to build a Beis HaMikdosh. Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, the Shichnes Shidushu, Uvasav Shama. So the Sifrei has a drush on the pasuk of the Sheikh and Sidushu, the Rosh Al Pinavi can only build the Beis HaMikdash if you have authorization from a Nevi'im. And the Gemara explains that the Gimel Nevi'im, Alar Amayim Abobah, Chagas Chai Malachi, each one gave a Nevu'ah about a different aspect of the Binyan Ba'isheni. So Malachi signs off. He knows he's the last Navi until Eliyahu Navi is going to come before Mashiach. So the Malbim explains in his commentary, Malachi signs off, he knows he's the last Navi. So he says, Zichu Teres Moshe Abdi. You better observe all the mitzvahs in the Torah. The Rabban Shalom is not going to send any more Nevi'im. He's going to do Averis. There's not going to, nobody there to give Tochacha. Then he says, the next Navi, the next Navi, after me, is going to be a long wait. There's going to be Eliyahu Navi. He's going to come the day before Mashiach. The Gemara in Erevin understands that to mean Eliyahu Navi is going to come the day before Mashiach. So that's where now, in that Tkufim, that's what Malachi signs off. Ezra always refers to Haggai and Zechariah. But they all three were Tkufa. How come he never, the Radakes? How come Ezra never refers to Malachi? So he said that's what motivated the Chazal to say Ezra was Malachi. It's the same person, had two names. So when he gave Nevuas, then he's called Malachi. And when he said he spoke Baruch HaKadosh, it didn't have Nevuas, then it's Ezra. Ezra is in Ksuvim. When he had a Nevuas, it's a higher level, then what he had to say is appears in the Nevuah, in the Nevim. So he was the last one. And then after that, Kufa, the Gemara says, it's not a Gemara, it's a Seder Olam has like that. The Tana Rabbi Yossi Mechalapta wrote a history book that's called Seder Olam. The Gemara every so often will quote lines from the Seder Olam, but it's much, much bigger than what the Gemara quotes. It's in many more pages. The Gemara just quotes a few lines. The Gemara says, so the Seder Olam has that line. Mishimesu, Nevi'im Acharonim, Chags, Harmalachi, Botla, Nevu'im, Yisrael. That was the end of the Kufa of Torah Shebichsav. Mikami Yelech, after the Nevi'im died, after Malachi dies, Hat Ozna Choshma Dibre Chachamim. Now is the period of Limud Torah Shebal Peh. You can't understand Torah Shebal Peh without learning Torah Shebichsav. You have to know what everything is based on. But the Ike emphasis is supposed to be placed on the Limud of the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol comes from, that concluding Perek in Treyosa. Malachi is the end of the Treyosa. That the Navi knows he's the last Navi until Eliyahu Navi is going to come before Mashiach. And he says it's going to be a long wait. We should, we always daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Eliyahu Navi and we should see Mashiach.
Rabbi Gorman from the other place where you do the shir in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
that was my nephew's mother's friend.
He is a Tamil Chochem. He opted to give comments on the shir. I was in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Came back this morning, so it was a message to you.
Yeah. And this is something that will allow you to buy it off.